Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition, another Thursday night of Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Unfortunately, Jill stays down the hill more than she stays up the hill. Jill is not here with us tonight. That's all right, though, because I have a very, very special co-host. My cousin here, Tommy, is here. Yes, sir. Got Tommy here tonight to help me out in Jill's spot. So, Tommy, what's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Chilling, taking it easy.
Tommy, is you feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good?
I'm feeling real good.
Okay, so did you work today?
Oh, no.
I don't blame you.
I exercise my hands when I'm playing that PlayStation 2.
Oh, okay. Okay, by playing PlayStation, I'm about to say you exercise your hands, but you were playing PlayStation, I got you.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing PlayStation. I ain't doing that kind of exercise.
Okay. Well, anyway, people, so we have a good show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about, a certain topic that's dealing with the parenting skills. But before we actually go into our topic tonight, Tommy, have you been watching the conventions with the politics and stuff?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
Really? Now, I have to admit, I really haven't been keeping in touch, with what's going on. I mean, I know what's going on, but, I haven't been, tuning in to CNN and CBS, just seeing what's going on. And in a way, I kind of feel bad because, I had a friend, that was telling me that I should be ashamed of myself. And I'm like, who are you? But basically he was telling me, I should be ashamed because, this is kind of history, to finally see a man of color, that could almost be president. I mean, so, whenever he said it, it did kind of make me think. But, I mean, to me, to me, it is, like very important, very whatever. But I guess I haven't been taking it too serious. Well, I don't know how to say. Well, I haven't taken it serious, but maybe by my actions it don't seem like it because I'm not really tuning in like most people. But I guess because in my lifetime, in my generation, we have had people that were close like J.C. Jackson, and then you got Al Sharpton, but like in people like I guess our parents' age, to them it is something to see a man of color, in the candidate seat. So I don't know. I mean, and then another thing, you watch this stuff. And after a while, it'll give you a headache. Because they're just trying to, outdo the other and then this and that. And I don't have time for that. I'm trying to go to work, get a raise, and you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. What do you think about it? I mean, do you tune in and, listen to all the radio and you just tune in to all this politics stuff?
I mean, I'll get too into it because all it is right now is a lot of junk talking from both sides. And, of course, I'm voting for Obama, but still, I'm not really into it too deep because, I mean, they just going back and forth talking about each other real bad about what this was not going to do and what this was not going to do. And I didn't hear it time and time again. I already know who I'm voting for. I don't
have
a way in both. So.
Yeah, and then, it's like they always try to make it more interesting by digging in each other's past, find out this one, the preacher said this about this one, and, this one did this.
I know McCain had said something about Barack Obama being a Muslim and all that. They had a picture with him with a turban on. They tried to pretend he was a terrorist or something like that for a second. But, I mean, that's a religion. That's whatever.
Exactly. And then, the funny thing to me is whenever they try to say, Obama Hussein, they try to judge him off his name. What does his name got to do with how good of a president he would do? I mean, he can't help what his name is. I mean, just because
all it was because Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, that's so petty. Now that's really petty.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like somebody having Hitler in their name. I mean, does that mean that they're gonna cause craziness because they got a Hitler in his name? Or that's just silly. But yeah, but I must admit, Monday night they started their conventions with Michelle Obama. I did miss that, but I kind of saw Tuesday whenever it was Hillary Clinton, and I must admit, Hillary, she did a very good speech. You know, she just comparing the Republicans to the Democrat, and then, I mean, she is really behind Obama. And then last night it was Bill Clinton, which people still love. I mean, as soon as he walked up there, I mean, he just had a standing ovation, at least for a good 5 to 10 minutes. You know, he's having to tell the people, you know, sit down, I got to get on my speech. But, you know, but he was a good president, though. Hands down, he was a good president. Yeah.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is that there was a rough time when Clinton was in office. But
exactly.
That whole Y2K thing, it kind of got the economy going.
Mm-hmm. You got it right. Because whenever, I guess, like, even in, like, me and your generation, like, whenever we think of just 5 years ago, there's a big difference. You know, 5 years ago was what, 2000, and, I can't count, was it 2003?
Three.
Dang.
Did we go to school?
Did you? Anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just in 2003, I mean, just something little as the gas. You know, now, I remember nothing. I remember this. I remember 2003. I mean, some people say they remember cheaper, but I don't remember cheaper. But I do remember 99 cents. You know, and that was just 5 years ago. I mean, I guess whenever you say 5 years, you know, that is kind of a length of time. But still, just 5 years ago, gas was 99 cents. Here it is, you know, it got up to $4. It's going down now, but it's got up to $4. You know, I mean, forget 5 years ago. How about just a few months ago, you know, gas was what, $2-something maybe? A
few months ago, gas was like $3-something, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3-something, but then it got to 4. So, you know, I mean, stuff is just changing, and it's not changing for the better. So I'm really hoping and praying that Obama can really change things for the economy and for the United States. Because
I say this, if Obama don't get in office and McCain does, I don't like McCain like that. And then he is, you know, old as father time, but that's not the point. If McCain gets in office or Obama, either one of them, they're going to have a tough job on their hands.
I tell you like that.
Bush has really ran this place into the ground.
To the ground, yeah.
And people are still supporting him, backing him 100%.
I can't believe it.
I think it's mostly the people that, you know, don't have their kids going off to Iraq and stuff like that, going over there getting killed for oil, and which Bush, he'll tell you maybe once or twice a year that, you know, they need to give up some oil or whatever that we needed to, but then he'll, of course, switch the topic around on something else.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just be so surprised that people are actually supporting him. I'm just so surprised that he has, you know, that he was able to do as much. I'm surprised he was, you know, for 2 years, in term for 2 years. I'm just surprised. I mean,
I think they should have impeached Bush.
Yeah.
That's what he should have did.
Yeah.
Instead of impeaching Clinton because, you know, he had that whole scandal thing.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That's his personal life. Get out of his business. If he does that, he does that.
I mean, they don't have nothing to do with how he's running the country.
Exactly. Everything was going good then.
Everything was going good.
Pushed in there.
Yeah. Because I work at a job that, you know, the economy's bad or whatever, but, you know, my job had to stop raises, you know. Nobody's getting raises, nobody's getting promotions. So, you know, back when Clinton was in president, you know, hey, jobs were pretty good. You know, you could get a job way better than now.
Everything was good when Clinton was in office.
Yeah, sure was. And then you put Bush in there for 8 years, and wow.
If this was like Cuba, you know, they could stay in office for as long as they wanted to. United States would be ruined with Bush
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
For another couple of years, the United States would be ruined with Bush in there.
Yeah. And then, I mean, and it's just the way he really don't. I mean, I'm not going to say he don't care, but, I mean, he don't know how to run a country. That's what it is.
He's stupid.
He really don't know how to run a country.
Plain and simple, guys. He said some of the dumbest things. You can download them on YouTube if you want to.
Yeah.
And here's some of the crap that comes out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Real stuff.
Oh, real stuff.
Don't take our word for it. It's real stuff. Wow. Well, you know, we're talking about some dumb stuff. Let's kind of talk about our topic tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight is basically what is up with all the deadbeat dads. You know, I mean, to me this topic is serious because I have so many friends, you know, girls that are females, and then I see so much on TV and just out and about in the world that you always seeing these single mothers, and it's like, you know, where are the daddies? You know, what's going on? Whatever. I mean, to me, I'm trying to figure out why are so many males not claiming their children. I mean, 'cause that's serious. I mean, you know, it's not just. I mean, you know, it's maybe in the beginning it's wham bam thank you ma'am, but then if you create a child, that's a child. You know, that's your child. How can you just leave your child because maybe you really didn't want it? So tonight, please call in 646-200-3136, and let's talk about what is up with all the deadbeat males, you know? And, you know, some of your males out there that may be getting offended, call in and tell us your side. So Tommy, so speaking of deadbeat dads, tell us a little bit about your daddy.
My dad, who's my dad? He's been there. Why don't you tell us how you do with your kids? Cause I know
my kids, years
now.
My kids? Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, Zach has no kids. But seriously, you know, that was just humor to start it. But seriously, okay, Tommy, what do you think about this though? I mean, me personally, I know, you know, there's different situations for different people. You know, a lot of times, you know, people, they get in the heat of the moment, have a mistake. You know, you really don't want a child because a child is a job, 18 years of a job. So,
Full time with overtime?
It is overtime, but I don't care. Me, my thing is, if I don't care if you made a mistake, that's your child. I mean, I feel bad for so many women because, you know, basically they're stuck, well, unless abortion, but, you know, they don't abort it. They're stuck with the child for 9 months and then, you know, too long. And then the daddy just spit and leave, you know?
I think you can't call it a mistake unless, you know, you're having sex with a condom and it breaks, or just through some miracle, you know, she gets pregnant with a condom on. But other than that, you can't really call it a mistake. If you go in and have sex unprotected, what do you expect to happen?
Right.
You don't know if she's on birth control. You don't know if she's taking it like she's supposed to. Put a condom on.
Right.
And that'll eliminate all that drama that you will have to go through.
Mm-hmm. And then it's funny because, you know, like some guys, you know, they be like, well, it don't feel right with the condom on and all that kind of. Well, hey, I mean, if you're taking the condom off, then you are taking the consequences that could come.
Exactly. If you don't fear with the condom on, then you must go and like the feeling of a child in your arms.
Exactly. You know, and then, like, I want to know how can a person, you know, knowing you got a child and don't even want to be in their life, because, you know what, see, this is like a domino effect, you know, because, you know, it will affect the child in the long run, you know, because he's thinking, well, okay, or he or she's thinking, my dad didn't want me, you know, and it just becomes a big mess. And then, you know, and then see, that can result in how they treat women and then how they, especially if it's a male, you know, it can treat, you know, it can affect how they grew up and then how they see women. And then even with women, it can affect, you know, how they see men. I mean, it's something, you know.
You just have to be strong-minded and not look at it like that. But I think it's more two sides to every story. I mean, of course, there are a lot of deadbeat dads out there by choice. But at the same time, there are ones out there that people might call a deadbeat dad, but, you know, it's the woman's fault. She won't let them see their kids.
Really? So how do you think it's the woman's fault? How so?
Because the woman doesn't want the man there. She doesn't want him to see the kids. She'll tell him, you're never going to see your child again. And when he doesn't sit there and buy stuff for your kid and stuff like that, you want to call him a deadbeat dad. Well, I don't feel like I need to be supporting some kid I can't see. That's how I would feel about it. If I can't see my child because of her, why am I going to sit there and support it like that? Something I'm never going to see, something that, you know, the child might resent me later on because of the mama not letting me see him like that.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is,
go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say so what you're saying is, like, if the woman is pushing you away, you said that you would still try to see your child regardless?
Yeah, I mean, I wanna try to see my kids no matter what, but like I said, it's not always just a guy that's, you know, making himself out to be a deadbeat dad. There's some women out there that's making it hard for the guy.
Yeah. That's true. And then,
making,
you know,
him a deadbeat.
Yeah, exactly. And then, see, it's just that, you know, whenever you get into the legal system, you know, of course they're going to look at the guy as, you know,
the bad guy.
The bad guy. Always the bad guy. And the woman's the bad guy. And then, you know, and then a lot of women, you know, I'm not going to say a lot, but some women, you know, maybe I should say a lot, but the point is, some women, you know, they'll get on, you know, they'll get the child support. Now, the child support. Now, what did I just say, Tommy?
Child support.
Child. Let's underline child. It's for the child. But what would they do?
Take it, go out, buy themselves some clothes. They ain't buying the kids nothing. They buying themselves clothes.
Something?
I can see if you take child support and pay some bills with it. I mean, because, hey, you pay the bills, that's for the kid, too. He got to have a place to stay. But not taking care of your business with the child support and all that kind of stuff. Using it for stupid.
Oh, hold that thought. We got a call.
Hello.
Caller.
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hey, this is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Who is this?
This is Minerva from California.
Oh, hey, Minerva. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
That's good. So how are you doing? That's good. We were actually talking about, you know, dads, you know, I guess, you know, guys kind of being deadbeats, you know, they have children and they don't really claim them. You know, sometimes they can get in the heat of the moment, you know, make them, what they may think is a mistake, and then they just go, you know, never to be heard from again, and then there the woman is stuck with the child. However, on the flip side, you know, there are some dads who may want to be with their child, but, the woman make it hard for the man, you know, just by aggravating or however, and then kind of want to push the man away, but those men, they try to stick with the child. Well, what are your thoughts on this, on that type of situation?
Well, I agree with you there, but also you got to remember that regardless of the struggle between the mother and the father, they have to keep in mind what's best for the child. And it's always best to have a parent, especially the dad, both parents in their lives. They also don't necessarily have to be together, but just to have the interaction with that child as he grows up. And statistics have proven that if a child has a dad in their life some kind of way, then that child is less likely to grow up angry, envious of those who have their dad in their lives, and less likely to join a gang, because all the child is asking is to belong, to be loved. And anyone that could show that love, sometimes it's misguided, they will accept it. So that's one of the reasons why the dad should play some type of role in their lives. They had Bill Cosby even said in his book, men grow up hating if they're hating or they are hurt, they grow up hurting others. So most likely, if that dad is in their lives, they can have a sense of belonging and love, and less likely to go around hurting others. We'll have an example of what to do when they become a dad.
You know, I agree with you on that, because there are, you know, a lot of will use males. Yeah, there is a lot of, you know, a lot of males. Like you said, when they don't grow up, you know, with a dad or knowing their dad, you're right. You know, it's kind of like they don't have that male figure in their life, so they kind of they gotta learn things on their own from their friends, from TV, from, you know, whatever. And sometimes the things they're learning isn't the right thing, you know. But you know, a lot of times it comes from not having that daddy, you know, that dad in their life. And for the mother, you know, she tries to be the mother and the father, but you know, it's tough trying to be the, you know, be the play the male part. So, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, like you said, some guys, you know, they're not strong enough, so they do fall into gangs, into drugs, into, you know, whatever, trying to find themselves, because it's like they never knew their other half, which was their daddy, you know, or, you know, they never had him there.
Exactly, which makes a big difference. Mind you now, there's a great deal of credit going to the mothers who are single parents who raise those children, especially boys, to become fine young men. There are quite a few out there who become successful men, and they can relate to what a strong figurehead that they had, which was their mother. But those who wasn't that strong, they still need their father in their lives. Even the strong ones needed their father in their lives. But just so happened, mom instilled something really, really powerful that kept them going and kept them on the positive side. They had a support group too.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important to have that support group of positive men and that makes a difference too, but it's nothing like having their dad, so they won't have to look back and say, "I wish I could have, should have, would have had my dad in my life."
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, going to different games, mom's there. That's to be commendable. But then look at all the other guys who might be in sports or might be in some other things. Their dad is not there. So it's very important, dads, to be with those children so they won't grow up hurt people, which turn out to hurt other people. So that saying what Bill Cosby said, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference, a big difference. My heart goes out to those dads sometimes don't know which ends up because they're still babies too. You have some of them started out very young, like the previous caller said, started out very young and refused to have anything to do with the child. And sometimes he might not even think the child is his. But once you find out the child is yours, then step up to the plate and be a responsible parent.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, now kind of going back to what Tommy said, co-host Tommy's on the phone. He kind of said that, you know, aside from those strong women, you know, who do, you know, try to make it and you know, try to be both parents, there are those women who will take advantage of any situation as they can. And Tommy kind of pointed out, you know, how some women, you know, they will tie a man in court for years for child support. You know, the child support is supposed to be for the child. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're taking it, you know, using it for their own, for their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So that, you know, that kind of that kind of shines a light on the women who might not be the, you know, being the best parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're acting like, you know, woe is me. But really, that's just an act, you know, to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. Then that's a legal matter there. You have to take that, you know, into court to find out what's going on, and maybe the child can be shared. Both parents share the child, and see where it takes you from there. But that's a legal matter you have to go after. If the father feels that the child is not being really taken care of, but then on the other hand, what about when the parent, the father has visitation rights to take that child to go shopping? If he needs school clothes, get the school clothes. The differences between the child's mother and the child's father should be put aside and just put that child first. You are nurturing that child, and that should be number one on the list, taking care of that child, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah, but women that take advantage of, you know, them signing their husbands up for child support, you almost
That's what I'm
every
saying.
Dollar
That's
that they got.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't take the kids out because you just can, or you might not be able to make it yourself.
Well, then that's a legal matter. The courts won't put any more on the father than what he makes. Then that means the father has to get out there and make something so he can take care of his child. And I'm pretty sure the courts, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge. So that's why you have to take it, do it legally. It's better than not being spiteful and not doing anything for the child, even though the mother's acting like woe is me and she doesn't want to do anything or whatever. Don't take it out on don't deprive your child. Just do the best you can, and like I said, the courts won't do any more, assign you any more than what you make.
Yeah, but there's like variables in there, because I know for people that live like where I live, and they might work in Raleigh, which is an hour away, you paying all that gas, but the court doesn't really look at that. They just look at what you make. And then by you not factoring in the gas, you could be leaving the man broke and not able to, you know, support himself. Because I've seen some people that really can't make it paying child support, and they're depending on other people. But the courts won't lower the child support cost. And then they say that, you know, it's more like a marital if he's just go out and get a better job. Well, it always doesn't work out quite that easy.
Yeah, you know, and my thing is, too, I've always tried to figure out, you know, why was it always so heavy on the man, I mean, to make all the money?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's women have so many more rights than men, but they still say it's unfair in a lot of ways. But when it all comes down to it, whether you know, the woman cheated on the man or whatever, she's got a better chance of getting the kids than he does. And he could be the better parent. But they just look at the woman as being a better parent. And they more lean towards her getting the kids in pretty much any situation.
Yeah. And then in some instances, you know, whenever a woman does get, you know, the child, custody of the child, then you know, like if the man, you know, if the dad does have visitation, but maybe not in a legal sense, but like, you know, if without the legalness of it, you know, sometimes women, they can, you know, like I said before, use the child, you know, to you know, against the guy, you know, to get him to do certain stuff too, you know. That's kind of like what I was saying, you know, that's wrong, you know. You're using your child, you know, because you're mad at the daddy, maybe, you know, so you're like, well, you know, you can't see him today, or no, you can't see him this time, but see, you're trying to be spiteful to the man, but really, you're hurting the child because you're letting them not be able to see their daddy. So
they don't think about it like that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't think, you know, they're thinking about, well, you know, I'm mad at you for whatever, you know, so they use the child. Well, no, you can't see them. No, hey, you know, we're doing this, and no, you can't come over. But really, that's his child, too. I mean, you're mad at him. That's one thing. Don't use your child as, you know, the shield or whatever. But yeah, I mean,
that's when you take it to court again. Legal matters, you take it and explain what's going on, and maybe, just maybe, they might favor joint custody or joint visitation. And then too, a thought came to my mind. If that happens and the man can't see his children, keep a log, document every time that you tried to see the child, and send the child cards, send the child a gift, even if it's care of grandma. At least you're showing, you're putting forth that effort that you care and that you want to be in that child's life. And when he becomes a teenager, he will see, look, I kept a log for 10 years, and you are now 15 years old or whatever, just about ready to graduate from high school. Here, I want you to see what I tried to do but was unable to do because of this, this, and this, even because maybe of the courts. But at, and then those gifts that you send, it doesn't have to be holiday. It could be just because gift, a letter, a card, saying, I'm thinking of you. I want to be with you, but I can't. Even if he doesn't get it, at least you made the effort and you can document what you sent when you sent it and send it by registered mail. So somebody has to sign for it and you can prove that you sent it. Or it doesn't have to be registered. It could be one of those where you get a card back saying it was delivered, a gift. So there are all kinds of ways that you can bypass all the negative things that come to the dad. At least he will show that effort. And that's the main thing when the child sees, hey, my dad did try to do this, this, and this. My dad is thinking about me, but then things, circumstances cause us not to be together right now.
If the mother was a circumstance, though, by giving him all that stuff in the future, he's going to resent her instead of the father.
Exactly. And I know a case where the father didn't know about the child until he was about 10 or 12 years old. And he finally found out. They did a DNA, and sure enough, it was his and the mother admitted that she deliberately kept it away from the child and the father. But they have a close relationship because now, ever since he found out, he calls, even though he doesn't have custody, but he calls. He sends, of course, he's paying back child support because the courts made him do that, even though he didn't know about it. But he's staying in that child's life. He sends for the child when school is out and spend summer, and they do fun things together and catch up on a lot of things. So he's taking care of not only physical, but mental, emotional, and spiritual, because they even worship together sometimes whenever they're visiting together. So that you might turn those, what you call, turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones. There's always a way out.
Always a way out. Well, we have a steady topic going on here. What we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. Minerva, hopefully you'll stay with us until after the break. And we are up the hill with Zach and Jill. We'll be back in a few seconds.
SWAP East, a unit of Project Prosper, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our program is a sex worker rights and harm reduction-based activist and awareness program located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a specific focus on issues related to sex worker human rights initiatives and activism. Visit us at www.swapeast.org. Pledging Action is a small, grassroots project under the umbrella of SWAP East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. Pledging Action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
Thank you, and welcome back to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill, where I have my very special co-host tonight, Tommy, along with our caller Minerva from California. We are we are tonight talking about what's up with the, you know, with the deadbeat dads or deadbeat parents in general. You know, why do some people, you know, have these children and then once they're here, they don't want them here. You know, they're out of their life, not doing anything for them. Me personally, I can't seem to grasp that thought. I mean, I don't understand. You know, how can you have something like a child? I mean, you know, your own child, and then just forget about it, or not forget about it, or just abandon it, like, you know, just like you would a cat out in the woods. I mean, this is actually your offspring. You know, this is your child. You know, how could you just turn your back on them? But so many men and some women do every day. So that's kind of what we're talking about. We're trying to just give out our thoughts, you know, kind of figure out what makes people maybe do these things and get themselves in these situations. Minerva had a good, explanation. Basically, earlier in the show, you was talking about how, you know, like whenever the male isn't there, a lot of males can go into gangs. So how do you think it affects the females, the daughters?
They're no different. They too want to be loved, cared for, and you have some females in Los Angeles, California, that will join gangs because they're searching too. They're missing that missing link in their lives. Some, not all, of the female girls, the girls want a dad in their life, but their dad's not there. It's no difference. The feeling is still, I want my dad in my life. Where is he? Why won't he get in touch with me? What did I do wrong? All these things go through their head. So they become hurt, and it's no difference, hurt people. It didn't say hurt boys, a hurt young men, hurt girls, a hurt young women. It says hurt people, hurt people. So they grow up hurting, and this hurt becomes so overwhelming. They get angry because where is my dad? Why isn't he in my life like other kids that I grew up with?
Yeah.
And then with this hurt, they in turn hurt others. This is all they know.
Yeah.
Some of them, not all.
And Tommy, wouldn't you say too? Because I know how I remember. I used to work at a daycare a long time ago, and I remember. I mean, you know, it's true. You know, whenever they have like, you know, the parent meetings that, you know, to meet the teacher. I remember there was one kid, Curtis. He didn't have. I mean, he had parents, but I think his mama, you know, was strung out, and his daddy was who knows where. So he stayed with his grandparents, and you could just tell at a young age, he was probably like, I think like in second or third grade, you could just tell at a young age that, you know, he's kind of looking at everybody else like, you know, they have their parents, you know, where's mine at? And then, you know, by remembering him, you're right. I mean, it really does affect children at a young age. And then, you know, you just grow up with it, you know. I mean, yeah.
Grow up with it and deal with it the best way you can.
Exactly.
It eventually comes out in certain ways, as in you might be an angry person, or you might listen to other people a lot easier than you should, just because they have that authority to them. So you look at them as an authority figure, like you would your father. You might respect them in the wrong way. I mean, it could be the wrong crowd, it could be a gang leader or whatever.
I'm on the talk show.
Yeah, and I noticed too that you know, a lot of girls, kind of like what you said, Tommy, you know, they're kind of looking, you know, they're kind of looking for the authority figure. So, they may, you know, look up to the wrong men, you know, because they don't really have they may have an idea of how you know, a father should be. So, like, kind of like what you said, they kind of look for their boyfriends or whoever to kind of be their boyfriend / somewhat of their father, which isn't always the best case.
In the car and bring me some more Skittles.
Because in some cases, you know, it can turn, you know, bad, and, you know, they become very dependent, and, you know, and then, you know, some girls end up on porn and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. just trying to find their way. I mean, and then most of the time, all because a parent was missing. Because, you know, parents are really important. They're really important. They really are.
They're the foundation of child's life. They
yep.
they build that foundation. They set that foundation, and they're there for guidance. And it takes a strong parent to be single to raise a child to try to fill in that missing parent's input. But a lot of times, that child still needs that father in some way. It doesn't necessarily, like I said, sometimes they're divorced or separated or whatever, but just play a role in that child's life so that child won't grow up hurting so much. Because, again, hurt people hurt people.
We are actually, I'm sorry, we're actually down to 20 minutes in the show. I can't believe it. I mean, once you start talking, time go by. Down to 20 minutes. If you would like to call in, 646-200-3136, and give us your comments. I mean, give us some of your experiences, or maybe people you know who are going through a tough time and, you know, they don't have their father, or, you know, single mothers or even single fathers, you know, that are having a tough time because the other half just left.
Mm-hmm.
So call in, give us those comments, 646-200-3136. Join me and Tommy on this topic, along with our caller Minerva. So Minerva, I guess changing the subject just a little bit. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the election. Have you been keeping up?
Not really.
Not really. You're not really into it.
No.
Because you already know who you're voting for, right?
Yeah. Who are you voting for, Minerva? Come on.
I don't like to talk politics.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
But you already know.
I'm not going to come here. I talk about deadbeat dads.
Okay, well, Minerva is not going to talk about the election, Tommy. So that's one thing. That's clear. But anyway, so Minerva, so what are some more of your thoughts? I mean, there's so many situations, with this one topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, I don't even think that we're touching on the half of it. I mean, because there's so many situations, so many outcomes, and some of them
exactly.
can be good.
Exactly.
Some can be bad.
Like, dads play a big part, even though mothers might know a lot of things like dads, but dad play a big part. I remember my dad. I grew up as a tomboy, and my dad taught me a lot of things about under the hood of a car. And that's important, because especially to a girl, because a lot of people who work on your car, sometimes they'll take advantage of the situation because you don't supposedly know. And then, two, what about sports? If you get married, then most women don't like to sit and watch football or whatever with their husband or their friend, because they don't really understand it. But my dad taught it to me, and I understood it. And so even today, sometimes I like to see a game here and there, especially football. And then you have your dad who can tell you things about other guys, whether it be positive or negative. He can tell you how it's similar to that tape, Men Are for Mars and Women Are for Venus. Well, if we only understood women, because we're women, how are we going to really understand the male? So you have that father figure to tell you what makes a man tick sometimes, supposedly, some of the time, and you can see the interaction of how your father interact with other men or children or whatever. So you have a guideline. That's your foundation to start off with, and hopefully it'll be a positive father figure like mine, and that he'll build that foundation that you need. that character that you need, that instill in just the basic stuff like the golden rule, how to treat other people, how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to your elders, how to obey the elders. We don't see that much today. When I was growing up, yes, your neighborhood was a community that watched after each other and looked after each other. Regardless of what they did behind the scene, they took your best interest. So this community followed up where your parents took up when they are not around. So, yes, it's so important for that dad to help either the boy or the girl coming up, give that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that because my dad was there, but he wasn't really around. He didn't live with us, so I never really got into sports or anything like that because, you know, I was raised in a house with pretty much women. Mm-hmm. So all the thing I learned really was how to treat a woman, but not so much sports and all of that because, of course, none of them were watching that. So, I mean, it would have been nice to have a dad around.
But you hit the key right there. See, it's good to have a woman, your mom, and other adult women to teach you how to treat a woman. And so many of the men are lacking of that, too, how to treat a woman, how to be sensitive toward their needs, and realizing that they are from Venus. Men are from Mars, so your emotions are going to be different how you handle a situation than a woman. The woman is a little bit more emotional most of the time, and the man is a little more logical. But if the father was in the picture along with the mother, not saying that they are together, but at least play a role in your life, then you could see both sides.
Yep.
And that what you acquire is very important. That's going to take you a long way, how to treat a woman.
So, Tommy, so for you, you know, with not having a dad in the house, how do you think you turned out?
I mean, I turned out good. I mean, I like sports and everything. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be watching football every Sunday and all that, but I mean, I like sports, and I know how to treat a woman. And I know all about the guy stuff. So I turned out good, but everybody ain't as lucky as me. I mean, I'm not out there in the streets and doing crazy things or anything like that.
Yeah. So I guess it all kind of depends on how strong of a person the individual is, too. You know, because...
Yeah, it goes along with your mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, there are some people who just resent it. And, you know, they're just filled with anger and hurt and why did he leave and why, you know. So they don't really know how to you know, to deal with it. So, you know, they fall up in the street, you know, fall up with whatever. But, yeah, I guess it really goes with the individual.
It does a whole lot. But, I mean, don't dwell on it. If he's not there, he's not there. Get over it and... make the best of what you got.
Yeah. Well, I won't say get over it because, you know, for some people, you know, they want both parents there. I mean, you know, I mean, those are your parents. So there's not...
What Tommy, I think, meant was you don't let it get to the point where you become so hostile with it. You carry on to the next step and don't let that consume you so much, you know, because you never really get over it. But don't let it destroy you. Even if you have to go to counseling to put that in perspective with your moving forward and make a. Make peace with yourself about it.
That's true. I would definitely agree with that. I would say too, don't let it, conquer your life, because as you get grown, you know, if it's still there, it can ruin a person's life. Mm-hmm. You know, just all the questions and,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, I know, I had a few friends who, you know, they didn't have their daddy in their own life, and they still to this day wonder, you know, sometimes they think, was it me? And never think it's you. Wasn't
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
It was his or her problem. It wasn't you.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't have a choice. So, you know, like I said, I have friends to this day that, you know, they still don't understand why. These are grown people. They're not like children. These are grown people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but they wasn't strong-minded enough
mm-hmm.
to know how to cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it can definitely ruin your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's why certain places have the Big Brother organization, because the public realizes, no matter what state you're in or what city you're in, that it's a need for a Big Brother image or father image in their lives. So that's why they have these after-school programs, and they want to bring up good, responsible citizens that will not follow in their father's footsteps. That's the main thing. So, there are solutions to the problem. All those dads out there that seem like it's hopeless, there are solutions. You just have to keep knocking on the door.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a number that you can call in every state. I found out it's called 211. It's information for your local helpline to get help.
Really? 211?
211.
Wow.
And you can get all kinds of help, whether you're a senior citizen, where you're a dad trying to get visitation rights, they will channel you to the right area, whether you're homeless, whether you need assistance, whatever. You just dial 211 and push whatever prompt it tells you to push to get this information, or maybe speak to a live person.
Oh, 211.
Yeah, 211. So those dads out there.
Tommy, you make sure you remembered it, okay? Now I'm just saying, you know, because he always needs information for something.
Yeah, I don't need any information for that.
So,
I don't need a Big Brother. I got one.
Dang. So what is the child support rate out there? I mean, like, is it high, the percentage? In California.
You got about 5.
Very high.
I'm sorry.
In California, very high. You have a lot of deadbeat dads that won't go to work just to get out of paying child support.
Tommy, I tried to tell him. He went to California one time, and I'll tell you, there's some little Tommies out there.
Hey, all I can say is, they don't know about me. I don't know about them either.
Dang. But, yes, I mean, I would imagine it's very high out there.
Yes, very high, because you also don't realize the population out here is so high, too.
Yeah.
But you do. You have a lot of deadbeat dads out here. So.
I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a...
But the,
it's got to be hard for a guy, too, at the same time. I know it don't really seem like it should be like that, but, you know, to find out that a girl's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You weren't even comprehending or thinking about that could happen.
That's right. You're right. There are certain situations where they're children, you know, and,
yeah.
and when it's time to step up to the plate, you have grandmother, like Zach said, grandmothers are raising the children. And so it's a precarious situation for all involved, including the child.
Right.
So,
And, you know, Tommy, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, that is right because, you know, whenever you do find out that your girlfriend or wife or whoever or girlfriend, whoever, is pregnant, you know, kind of like what he said, that is, you know, kind of like a uh-oh, you know, because you just start thinking, okay, I got a baby, you know, and then kind of what he said, you know, you're the guy, so, you know, people are going to be looking at you like, well, you're the guy, you made a baby, you need to step up, and, you know, and then, like, sometimes, you know, the guy can be young, because people are having babies young. I mean, 15-year-old, what does he know about stepping up to be a man? You know, I mean, that's kind of,
that's why I say babies raising babies. So those are the those are the consequences that happen when you do that. So you have to become a man sooner than you're supposed to, because for every action, there's a consequence. There's a reaction. So this is the consequence because of the, you know, being so young and bringing a child into the world, you know, before it's time.
Yeah.
So that it's a lot of, that's why they have this, I guess, education in schools now to make you aware what it's all about, and they even have role playing and have you taking a baby doll pretending like it's a baby. So it's time to feed it, and it cries and it wets and this, that, and the other. So give you a responsibility to see,
to learn and see how it is. Yeah, because my thing is, you know, whenever you say Debbie, Dad, you know, maybe people will think, you know, older, you know, in the 20s and maybe late teens. But no, if you make a baby, you're a dad. So anybody can be a deadbeat. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my whole thing is, you know, I don't care if you're 12. If you're young enough to make the baby,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you knew what you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
We are 3 minutes. We're 3 minutes from the end of the show. Let's get some final thoughts. Minerva, what are your final thoughts for the show?
My final thoughts are, something sticks in my mind from the Bible that says in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Fathers, do not be irritating your children, but teach them the discipline and mental regulations of God," from the Bible. That way they won't grow up hurt people hurting other people.
That's true. Very good.
Thank you.
And my co-host, Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Don't have kids if you can't take care of them. If you don't want kids, wrap it up. They will sneak up on you.
When
they will. Says she's on the pill.
Very true.
Take her word for it and still get you a condom.
Yeah. I guess my final thoughts would just kind of add on to Tommy. I mean, you know, you see it on TV. You know, people aren't just saying it just to make a commercial. I mean, really, use protection, people. I mean, these days, baby making is ranging from almost 10 or at least 12 on to whenever. I mean, you know, there are a lot of kids every day, you know, being born without the father there. You know, the mother has to be there, you know, but she don't have to be there. But the point is, there are a lot of kids being born without daddies. And like Minerva has said over and over throughout the show, the daddy plays a really important part. Cause, you know, you're kind of the head. You kind of set that foundation. And it's just good to have both parents there. I mean, if you are in a situation where, you know, the parents can't get along, then, you know, think of the child, people. You know, don't think of getting revenge on each other or, you know, and then using the child as you know, whatever. Just think of the child. Just think of the child and stop all the revenge. So down to 1 minute. So I want to thank my guest, Minerva. I want to thank my co-host, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Please check out Brenneman Airplane Tuesdays nights at 9 p.m. And also, people, be on the lookout for a fresh new show coming along, which is called Keeping It Real, Hot and Fresh, weeknights at 9 p.m. There will be me hosting along with Tommy, and we got another crazy co-host too. So our premiere will be Labor Day, September 1st at 9 p.m. That will be our premiere. So please tune in if you want to laugh and cry and get into some serious subjects. Ain't that right, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Minerva, thank you so much again from Collins, California. This has been Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
You're welcome very much. I enjoyed your talk show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Bye.
XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network. at xxbn.net, broadcasting from Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media.